Well, almost every state in the country now has plans to make everyone over the age of 16 eligible for a COVID vaccine by or before April 19th. That matches a target date that President Biden is expected to announce later today. Nearly 19% of Americans have now been fully vaccinated, more than 62 million people. But for some, getting any dose at all is almost impossible if they can't leave their homes. Colorado Public Radio's Stina Sieg tells us about an effort to bring vaccines to medically vulnerable residents in Mesa County, Colorado.
For months, Mary Salinas has seen images of people getting their COVID-19 vaccine on the news. Finally, it's her turn.
All right. Do you want a countdown or a surprise?
No, just a surprise.
Okay, go ahead and relax. There you go. Take a deep breath.
Mita White, a physician assistant student, presses a needle into Salinas's arm.
A little sting there. Oh. And you're done. That was it.
Yeah, that's so fast.
A totally standard vaccine experience, except that Salinas got hers while sitting in an easy chair in her apartment.
Oh, it's wonderful because I really can't get out anymore.
She has mobility issues and a lot of pain. It would be difficult to get her safely downtown to where the vaccine is being distributed.
I wanted it immediately, and I'm 72, so I should have it right away. But I didn't know if it would be a long time before I could get a shot. So this is a total surprise for me today.
Salinas is one of 154 people getting shots delivered to them on this day. All recipients are residents of the Grand Junction Housing Authority's independent living communities, where mostly seniors live in individual homes but receive more support than if they were completely on their own. At the Nellie Bechtel Senior Apartments, it feels like a party outside the community center as residents wait for their shots.
Lucky day! Hello.
Yay. A woman claps her hands after she's called up. All around her are eager seniors in masks, some with canes and oxygen tanks. All this excitement is a big deal for a county where some people still question how real the virus is.
Yeah, in the beginning, I thought it was somebody told me it was a conspiracy.
And 68-year-old Diana Love says she believed that for a while.
And then I thought, oh, that is so stupid.
Watching the news helped change her mind. So did talking with her friends. Now she knows what she'd say to someone who won't get the vaccine.
I tell them, you know what? It's all up to us to keep other people safe.
Love worries she could get her grandkids sick. Mary Salinas, who got the shot in her apartment, is scared she could infect the babies of her home health aides. And that's what these residents keep coming back to. Not their own health, but everyone else's, despite their own increased risk.
You know, when you look at those that had the most serious consequences from getting COVID, this is the group.
Amy Bronson runs Colorado Mesa University's Physician Assistant Program. Sitting in her car between vaccine events, she says many of these seniors have been isolated for more than a year.
And so to be able to know that by getting a vaccine, then it's going to open up some of life for them again, I think it's just a huge piece of their mental and well-being.
Vaccine skepticism is an issue here. When the county's healthcare workers were offered vaccines in December and January, only about 50% decided to take them. But these seniors are not hesitant, especially when they can get vaccinated on their front patio, like Teresa Montano.
I'm not scared of shots at all.
Good.
I'm looking forward to this one.
The 71-year-old asks physician assistant Mita White whether she'll have to come back to deliver a second dose. But like everyone this day, Montano is getting the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
All right, I'll take the one and done.
Even better.
I'll grab it.
Montano has her EpiPen at the ready, just in case. But she doesn't have a serious reaction to the shot, except for relief.
I feel good. I'm so happy. You don't know how it feels when you don't know where you're going to go get your shot, and it's real important to get the shot. You have to protect everybody. And that's what I'm doing. I'm protecting myself and all my friends and my neighbors.
Montano says she might even restart her outdoor neighborhood coffee club once it warms up enough. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction, Colorado.